cordite drying store. 1. Gunpowder, and the explosives and propellants which followed it, provided a form of energy which changed the world by encouraging trade, exploration, mining and civil engineering, as well as serving the military purposes of conquest and defence. The Royal Gunpowder Mills at Waltham Abbey has been involved in the production and development of explosives for over 300 years. Gunpowder was the first, and for some centuries the only, explosive and propellant. Later the site manufactured gun cotton, nitroglycerin, cordite paste, and the high explosive tetryl. And after World War II, the site became a research establishment for non-nuclear explosives and propellants. The site contains buildings and structures that were used in all these processes. Many of the buildings have been through a series of uses, being converted to make new explosives or carry out new functions. Although it makes the history of the site complex, the continual reuse of the buildings allowed many of the earlier buildings to remain. This is one of the reasons why the Royal Gunpowder Mills is so important today. Gunpowder production began in Waltham Abbey in the mid-1660s, on the site of a late medieval fulling mill. The gunpowder mills were privately owned until 1787, when they were purchased by the Crown. From that date, the Royal Gunpowder Mills developed into the preeminent powder works in Britain, and one of the most important in Europe.